From the Grad Scholars Program at NC State, I'm Brianna Soto, and this is Have a Good Night. On this episode, I sat down with Martha Crisp and talked about their internship with John Deere, resource groups, job offers, mechanical engineering, moving to the Midwest, adulting, and traveling. Without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Hi there. Today I am with Martha, and she's going to be talking a little bit about her experience during her internship. And first, I just want to start off with, what is a hot take that you have?
Oh dear, I was just thinking about hot take. Oh, I got it. So you know how like recruiters and then like basically HR folks, like after you send in your resume to apply, they should have a minimum like reply time to be like 2 weeks, and if they don't fulfill those 2 weeks, then like I don't know, like they have to meet a decision by those 2 weeks. And then also, if an assignment is due in a week and the grader takes over a week to assign it, each day that's extra is like an extra like point or 5 points or something.
Completely agree. And yes. I know like talking to recruiters, once they like get you, like they don't talk to you ever again.
No.
Like, they do not care.
They just want you to like have someone to talk to. And like what's really, really disappointing is showing up to a career fair and all the recruiter wants to do is they don't even want to take your resume. Like they're just there to talk. And like the whole reason why I'm at a career fair is to hand you my resume and start a somewhat of a more personal relationship than if I were to apply online and sign a QR code and going, oh, let me apply to this. Like, I could have done that on the web. Why am I here in real life? So if you're just going to make me sign a QR code and apply through a link. But I don't know. It's all right. I have a job, so we're good. Don't have to worry about that.
And definitely, like, when you go to those career fairs, sometimes they just, like, look at you. And they're like, do you have any questions? Like, what are you here for?
Yeah.
Like, I can look you up, but, like, yeah, there's only so much I can get from looking up a company. Like, give me an answer of what you actually are here for and what type of people you're looking for.
And then also, like, what's upsetting is, well, not upsetting, what's, like, inconvenient is that, like, especially for engineering career fairs, if there aren't other engineers there and you're just asking HR questions and you're, and like HR is great, but they don't know about your specific department that you're interested in. So if you have questions about what the manufacturing department does or what the design does or what the testing department for engineering does, like, and there's no engineers there to that are at that job to actually help you answer that correctly, it's another like feeling of like, why am I here? You know, I want to ask these important questions that, and I can't just reach out to these people online. So, I don't know. I think a lot of other people agree with me, though. So, it's like a lukewarm take. It's not really a hot take.
So, how was your experience with your internship then?
But yeah, it was just over the summer. I can never really do a co-op just because I would have such a hard time coming back to school. I feel like I would forget everything. But basically, I really enjoyed my time at John Deere, more so for the resources they had. I didn't enjoy the fact that I was placed in the last department of my choice, which was manufacturing engineering. And however, after those manufacturing engineering projects were done, I reached out to other departments like the software for the advanced R&D and the data analytics team. And I really enjoyed like just the opportunity to work with other departments. And they encouraged me to do that, which was really cool. And then also all the employee resource groups were great. Like, and I'll say this, like everyone like doesn't like corporate America, but the big companies have a lot of resources, which I think is something to keep in mind if like you're an engineer or not an engineer and you see a big corporation and like you're like, ew, big corporations, but they have a lot of resources, so it's a good place to start, I feel like.
And how was your first kind of like, what did you think about John Deere? Because like when I think John Deere, I'm just like
tractor.
Yeah, big green tractor.
You
on
can
a
take
farm.
A ride on a big green tractor. I thought of to be honest, what I thought of at first was like kind of my hometown area, because it's Greenville, North Carolina, and Eastern North Carolina has a lot of like cotton and soybean farming. And I kind of thought of it like I had moved away from Greenville and like that suburban kind of rural area. It's pretty much like a city. It's what people from small cities consider the big city. But I'm kind of like, man, like I'm back where I started, like looking at, you know, fields of crops and stuff. And you first think tractors, but there's a lot of things that John Deere makes. John Deere makes riding lawnmowers, sitting lawnmowers, mowers for all of the like golf course. There's like four different types of grass on a golf course, and John Deere makes all the equipment that you need in order to mow that type of grass. John Deere's the official golfing association mowers, so that's pretty cool. John Deere also made snowmobiles for a little bit, which is where the tagline of "nothing runs like a deer" came from the snowmobiles that started and then were discontinued. But John Deere makes a lot of like cool equipment like that. And then they also make like utility vehicles like gators, not things that you need a license for, just like, you know, like getting from point A to point B, and gators with like weed killer sprayer on them too. But yeah, so John Deere makes more than tractors, but it is very much known for tractors. They also make construction equipment. There's just so many things that John Deere makes. But yeah, I now have a better understanding of like what all the company like can make. And it's big. It's really big. And then also like you might think John Deere as, and when I think of like farming equipment or farming company, I tend to think of like folks in those communities who may not have like the most expansive worldview. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean that as like, as someone who identifies as bisexual, like I probably wouldn't like shout that from the rooftops in like a rural community in North Carolina, where John Deere would be known by name. But it's just like, once you get to the company, there's some really great employee resource groups like Rainbow, and that's like an employee resource groups for LGBTQIA plus community, and I always thought that that was super cool. So it wasn't what I was expecting. It was a lot more woke than I anticipated too, so that was a pleasant surprise. But yeah.
And do you see yourself like staying with this company a bit more? Are there things that you wish they would change about the company that you would maybe feel like if something did happen or something you didn't agree with, that it's kind of going on now, were to still be going on in like the next few years, would you change companies or what would you do?
So I am staying with this company because I recently signed a job offer with them.
Oh,
so
congrats.
Thank you. I will be doing a rotation program. They're going to move me to the Midwest. So that'll be fun. Something that they changed recently, which I'm glad that they changed. John Deere was kind of like Apple in the fact that like they had certain parts to their tractors and equipment that could not be bought anywhere else. Like they kind of monopolized those parts. And they only recently made those parts interchangeable. Tractors are extremely expensive. People don't realize that, like, buying, like your regular run-of-the-mill tractor is, like, more than a house. And it was kind of, like, I was disappointed to hear that John Deere didn't let that happen earlier, because if you have a monopoly on the parts that you can change, you can drive whatever price you want for those parts. So, but they've changed it. So they've changed it so that you can go to different people to get those parts set and like have the prices compete with one another, which I'm glad that thing happened. But to be honest, have this interview with me 5 years later, and I might have a little more to tell you. Like, I don't really know too much, like, that I would change as of now. I will always say, and this is across every company, in the manufacturing engineering department, there was me, there was someone who identified as non-binary, and then the rest of the department was male. And that's something that's just standard across mechanical engineering. So I wasn't necessarily surprised, but the numbers everywhere are low. And that's something that is very much out of my control in the corporate field. Because in school, I can meet up and I can make like friends who are girls in all of my classes and my labs. I know most of their names. I, you know, like talk to them. I group up with them. I sit with them during class. But you can't really do that if you're like in a department and you don't, there's zero women or very little women. So that's something that can always be improved on. John Deere or not, that's a big problem. That's everyone's issue, but yeah.
And since you're in a rotational program, are you just with the company for like 1 or 2 years for now, and then possibly we'll re-sign with them after it?
So yes, that's a great question. It is 2 years. It is 3 6-month rotations. And after those rotations are over, I apply either within John Deere or outside of John Deere. And to be honest, if you do the rotation program, you have like 2 years of experience within the company. So and then also while you're in the company, you can reach out to people, like say I see a position I really like while in the program, I can reach out to that hiring manager. I can message them and go like, hey, I want to have a conversation with you about this job and what it means and like if it's right for me, and if it's right for me, like how do I make myself a good candidate, like. And I think that that's a huge competitive edge. And then also all of the resource groups that I've noticed at John Deere, like I was talking about earlier, are really fantastic. And I don't see a reason why I would separate from John Deere only 2 years afterwards. Yeah. It being like, I think a Fortune 100 company, engineering, which is what I would want to be doing. I would already have experience. I would be able to reach out to people who are hiring. Just right now, it looks like I would stay with the company. But, you know, if I add this conversation later on, you know, that might change. Also, John Deere does help out people who want to go back to grad school. So knowing all of those things, currently it's looking like I'll stay after those 2 years, but we'll see. But yeah.
If not, just take advantage, stay with them until you get your degree and work whatever they need to pay for that. And
yes, yes.
A free degree is always super.
I know, yeah. But yeah, like I mean, why I got a mechanical engineering degree in the first place is I really like the engineering design process, especially the design part. And I know that design engineering is kind of hard to get into. So I know that the path I'm forging right now is like setting me up for success, even if I don't want to do design, right? Even if I want to do software, like John Deere will support that. So I think that I'm going to stay with the company for the time being after that rotation.
So what exactly are like you most interested in, like even with or without John Deere, like what would you want to do? Like you're about to graduate. Like if you could do what you want right after, like what would you do? Cause you've talked about design.
Yeah.
You talked a little bit about data analytics. Just what would be the thing you want to do?
I would want to do robotics. My dream job is to work for Boston Dynamics, which if you're unfamiliar with Boston Dynamics, you've probably heard or seen of Spot, which is the robot dog who does dances, and there's a lot of really funny videos of people kicking it and it getting back up. and it's a like experimental robotics company, not actually in Boston, as funny, you know, it's in the name, but it's not actually in Boston. It's 30 minutes outside the city. But I think that's such a cool, cool, cool company. But, you know, like, it's, I'm going to have more opportunities to build that resume and enjoy it in the process, mm-hmm. of course. I should enjoy building my resume because I should enjoy what I'm doing if I have that on my resume. But something that I've realized when looking at a lot of jobs I would like to have is that the biggest, like, foreteller of success is the experiences you've had that are similar to that job before. So if you can speak to those job requirements, like, on your resume before you send it in, that's going to be the greatest, like, indicator of success. So that's kind of what I'm looking to do. And, you know, basically, like, I'm not putting John Deere on my resume just to build it. I'm doing it because I think that's what I would love to do. But I think it would be a great, like, pathway to, like, working for bigger, cooler, well, not cooler, bigger experimental companies. You know, like, the world's my oyster. It's such a great starting point. And not just starting point, like, I could work there forever if I really liked it. So, you know, I feel extremely lucky and blessed to have this. But yeah.
That's great to hear. So, a little bit off topic, but still dealing with your future job with John Deere.
Yeah.
You're going to be moving into the Midwest, which is in the South, which is what you're used to here in North Carolina. Have you had experience going other places before, or did you have to go with John Deere somewhere else outside of North Carolina? Are you used to it? Are you, like, looking forward to it? Yeah. Are you dreading it? What exactly
what
are you
great
feeling
question.
About it?
So first of all, I will say it hasn't fully hit. It will hit once, like, I'm packing and, like, I'm moving and I'm there. That's when I'll really feel it. Because right now I can only have, like, a hypothesis of how it's going to go in my headcanon. But to answer your question, I have been to the Midwest, specifically Moline and East Moline, because that's where they have the internship conference, because Moline is where John Deere is headquartered. So, like, I have had a little bit of experience there, and what I do gain from that is that it's a small town. It reminds me a lot of Greenville and surrounding Greenville areas, which I know I can move out of if I want by the end of those 2 years. But I am a little worried. Like, when I say I'm a senior and people are like, oh, like, are you ready to graduate? I always tell them, like, academically, yes, like, good riddance. But socially, I'm a little, like, nervous. And I know that, like, I have the tools to make friends, but I just don't know, like, how big that population will be to begin with in the Midwest, and that's something I don't really know, and I'm hoping to find other, like rotation engineers where I'm at, but yeah.
And before you got the job, and mm-hmm. were thinking, like, what am I going to live when I'm all grown up, like,
yeah,
were you expecting to go into, like, a bigger city, get outside of, like, Greenville, like, mm-hmm. what were you really thinking?
I was honestly kind of thinking about Triangle area, but I've always loved the vibe of New York City and Boston. I've never been to New York City, but I've been to Boston before and I love it. And I can still see myself in a big city. And I know that rent's expensive and I don't get as much space, but just, like, I don't know. I love the aesthetic and it's something so different from Greenville and, like, you know, like, the area surrounding Greenville, that it was just so refreshing to be there. And I like the vibe of it. And I can still see myself living in an area like that. I just kind of feel like I have to climb the corporate ladder a little bit in order to get to jobs that are going to pay me enough for me to live comfortably in a big city. So I'm just, preparing myself for that, for when that day comes. But, you know, I'm still... But yeah, I was kind of initially thinking, like, you know, I can look at these other options if this doesn't work out for one reason or another. But it didn't end up working out, so I'm going to go with it. But yeah.
So
of course, we have social lives outside of school and work. Yes. Like, what do you do, like, during your free time that you're hoping you could still, like, have once you move? You're going to pretty much be starting brand new. So what are things you're hoping to reach out towards or rely on while you're over there?
That is such a great question. I kind of want to start with the other. So the position I'm in is called, they call them like EDPs because it's like engineering development program. And a lot of EDPs end up in the Midwest. I mean, basically because that's where the most opportunities are. That's where the most openings are. That's where the most positions are. So that's where everyone goes to rotate because what they want is there. So I think I'll start there. And like, as far as like stuff outside of work, to be quite honest, after work, sometimes I just want to go back home and like, just like sleep. And I know that that's like, I can't have that be sustainable for too long because I might just start getting complacent or like, you know, like tired of it. So that's where I would want to start like reaching out to other EDPs and going like, hey, like, would you want to like do this or do that or, you know, play some sort of sport or walk my dog or whatever. But yeah, I also enjoy painting my nails. And my favorite thing to do is to offer like other friends like to paint their nails with my nail polish. And I'm like, I can always like invite someone over and be like, hey, like, do you want to like see my nail polish collection? And like, we can paint nails and something, I don't know, like, you know, like, but yeah, that's currently like another one of my headcanon scenarios that may or may not work out. We'll see. Hopefully there's other EDPs there that are also scared of not making friends and we can be friends together. But yeah.
And you'll definitely have so much more time because like you don't have to worry about school meetings after five or anything like that.
That's what I meant about, you know, good riddance to school. I mean, I am so glad I am here. And senior year is still kicking my butt. But I'm so ready to go back into my hobbies after school has kind of taken out so much. But this is like kind of what I worked hard for these past 4 years, right, is to kind of get to this point. So all that I hope for now is to like be happy where I am with what I worked for. But yeah. So I'm looking forward to having that extra free time to travel. I always, even though sometimes there's like pluses and minuses of each phase of life where like you have phases of life where you spend money and there's phases of life where you earn money and like accumulate it. So like, I'm also looking forward to like being in that phase of life where I'm earning money and saving it. And I look forward to that. And then traveling, going to different places, like, you know, meeting up with people, having fun experiences. So I need to look forward to more of that because I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, to be quite honest. But yeah.
I definitely feel that too.
Yeah.
I had a question, but someone came in here to put something in the microwave and I'm just like, I was thinking about that.
Microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's 1 minute left, though.
So 1 minute without interruption. Oh, travel. So what are, like, some places that you're, like, really interested in going to?
So I've always wanted to go to Seoul, South Korea. Always wanted to go to South Korea. I started learning the Korean alphabet in high school, and I lost some of it, but I want to relearn it. I've always wanted to go to England. Japan. I think I would start traveling, like, hopefully it wouldn't be by myself. I think I would be able to manage if it were by myself, but, I definitely start in the country where I would know the language. So England, Scotland, maybe, Sweden has a lot of, I think, English speakers, you know, they have Swedish there, but I think a lot of them also speak English. And then, you know, Canada's close by, so why not? Just like a lot of that stuff. And honestly, even within the US, I've never been to California, I've never been to Hawaii, I've never been to Alaska. So why not, right? You know, maybe start there first and then go out of the country. But yeah, I'm excited.
If you ever want someone to go with you, I'm about to.
I will be out of here too.
I've always wanted to go to.
When do you graduate?
I'm graduating this year.
This year?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Where are you? Do you have like a job or something?
Yeah,
like...
I do. I'm gonna be in Charlotte with Bank of America, so I'll be with them. But I'll like I'm doing my degree at the same time, so I'm just like, ugh. But I still I want to plan a trip, and I've been like, if we like go to Japan and then we take a flight from Japan to Korea.
I mean, it would be right there. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. You know, why would I travel all the way to Japan, go back, travel all the way to Korea? Great question. Great ideas.
Yeah.
Let's go. I really should. Like that. Well, mm-hmm. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that's actually a little silly. Okay. I was going to say hit me up through my email, but my school email is going to die.
It is. I'm worried about
and
that
And I have
too.
A lot of stuff connected mm-hmm. to my school email. Mm-hmm. A lot of, an embarrassing amount of stuff because mm-hmm. I don't like using because my personal one is my spam one that mm-hmm. I don't check. So I'm going to have to come up with a new personal email.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how I'm like going to go into every single account and just change my email.
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's going to be so much work. I know I'm going to forget something. And
a
like,
part of me is just kind of like, what if I just like, let it happen and then just like have the aftermath, but I know that that's a very silly idea, so
yeah, because I also so much downloaded onto my account, like way too much.
I definitely need to adjust to my like some of my stuff. That's gonna be I don't know how early they cut it off, but hopefully after graduation. That's an after graduation Martha problem. LOL.
And like, now that I know that I'm going to be leaving after this year, I'm already like, how am I going to move? Like, I already need to get an apartment before I move out. Like, how do I do that?
So like, I'm also starting to look at apartments. And the cool thing about the Midwest is that if you want to live there, no one else wants to live there. So prices mm-hmm. are a lot better compared mm-hmm. to Triangle, mm-hmm. which like, I mean, Triangle is a pretty big city. Raleigh's a pretty big city. So like, a lot of things are better than the Triangle, but like, you know, with my salary, mm-hmm. I can live comfortably. Mm-hmm. So, but the very aggravating thing about apartments is that, like, it's based on, like, availability that mm-hmm. the apartment people don't know mm-hmm. until someone says that they're going to go. And they don't know their availability until, like, maybe 3 months before you mm-hmm. want to move in. So I have some places, like, I've eyed, but... You know, I can reach out to people, but I can't, like, you know, I can't do too much. And then also I can't tour because...
You're not in the Midwest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be like a 17-hour drive, I think, 16-hour drive. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to do that for an apartment tour. So mm-hmm. we'll have to see. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're adults from, like, no, I feel like I'm about to be a real adult. Like, I need to make my own decisions. I can't just be like... ignore it and like nothing will really happen.
Yeah.
Be like, I gotta pay my bills.
Yeah.
I gotta feed myself. I gotta go to work.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I'm probably gonna definitely have like HelloFresh or something for the first couple of months. Just to be like, I don't know how to, like, I know how to cook, but I like direction. So I'm also only one person, so it's not like I can make like a big meal. Well, I could just meal plan, but
That's something I hate, like, when cooking. Like, I'm only one person, and it's, like, sometimes I make too much. I'm, like, I can only be eating this for so many days.
And
like,
it's gonna go bad.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, like, go out the next day, because your friends are like, oh, let's go out. Well, like, that thing you just made is just gonna sit there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed our conversation and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe and give us 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're a prospective student and interested in learning more about the program, shoot us an email at goodnightscholarship@ncsu.edu. And remember, no matter what time of day you're tuning in, we always hope that you have a good night. I'm Soto, and farewell.